This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, dictating a consultation note on patient May Artida. First name is May, M-A-E. Last name is Artida, A-R-T-I-D-A, Artida. Date of birth, 5-16-1966. This letter is being written to Dr. Joseph Q. First name is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Last name is C-U-Q. His address is 2680 South White Road, Suite 207, San Jose, California, 95148. Telephone number 408-270-2107. Fax number 408-270-0289. Please send a copy of this letter also to Dr. Shrong Chang. First name is Shrong, S-H-U-R-O-N-G. Last name is Chang, C-H-A-N-G, Chang. Dr. Shrong Chang. Address 995 Montague Expressway, Suite 111, Milpitas, California, 95035. Telephone number 408-957-7676. Fax number 408-942-1342. Dear Dr. Joseph Q. First name is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Last name is C-U-Q. Thank you for asking me to see this 58-year-old lady in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. May has been experiencing recurrent rashes for about 4 to 6 months, which are generally localized on her arms, legs, face. With the period, the rashes are quite pruritic and erythematous. Period. There is minor scaling, and some of these rashes look like plaques, P-L-A-Q-U-E-C-S. There is no evidence of any lip swelling, tongue swellings, coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, or any other or throat tightness, etc. Period. Certainly, there is nothing to suggest anaphylaxis. Period. Although she is taking a lot of different medications, and I'm not sure if one of these medications might be the cause of these rashes. Period. As you know, she has seen a dermatologist and has been appropriately treated with number one, Ararax, number two, fexofenadine, number three, cortisone creams. There is some relief, May feels it may be some allergies to certain foods, along with allergies to certain environmental allergens, and wanted to get some allergy testing. Period. She does have minor history of all-year sneezing, and that certainly can happen with or without allergies. Period. Overall, she is in decent health. Period. I was able to review notes sent by dermatologist, and certainly they have done a lot of workup, including biopsy of the skin, and the diagnosis remains elusive. I discussed with May in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms. Period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided. Period. I was able to answer all her questions, and unfortunately, we do not really have a definite diagnosis. Period. Allergy skin testing and in vitro IgE reactions to many different allergens, including foods, is completely negative, period. Her total IgE is 62, which is usually, which you would usually suggest no evidence of any allergies, period. My impression, new paragraph, I am really not able to come up with an etiology of this rash, and I believe more workup may be needed with the other specialists, including the dermatologist, period. She may need, this may be some form of a vasculitis or a connective tissue disease process, period. I believe more work, period. I think for itching, certainly one can increase the dose of fexofenadine to 4 tablets daily, and that's an acceptable way of taking care of itching and rashes, period. My final diagnosis, non-specific dermatitis, period, no evidence of any allergies. My treatment plan, follow up with the dermatologist and yourself, and men and institute appropriate treatment, period. I've asked the maid to see you and the dermatologist for further follow up and general care, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Artida.